1-800-449-8686, The Phil Henry Show. What was the article that you were reading?
I was reading an article 2 weeks ago, Phil. I don't know the publication. All right.
But this was about a model who was bitching about being thin?
Yes. She was some famous model who is complaining about the fact that all the pressures of staying thin and all of the that she was speaking up about anorexia and bulimia, and she said there was a great pressure to stay thin and how terrible her life was and everything else. And I'm reading this, Phil, and I am saying to myself, you know something, darling, if you can't stand the race, get off the track. And if you don't like the dessert, put it back in the icebox. And if you don't like being thin, keep it to yourself and don't push it on us. Phil, there are millions of American women who were told 10 years ago that we should get liposuction, we should have implants, we should have fat removed from our rear ends. Now we're being lied to and told that that we should live the lie of the full-figured woman. And I am absolutely...
Well, I'd like to know what this model was saying. You keep an eye on, and you're a woman, you're a writer, Margaret, but you're a woman, and...
No, I don't make any bones about the fact that I stay slender, and I did have some work done, and I think I'm very fit, I think I'm very trim. And all of a sudden, out of nowhere, we've got the Miss America pageant. And I really think it started with Vanessa Williams.
You're talking about the full-figured thing.
I'm talking about the cow. The cow is back. And
isn't that just a little bit to call Vanessa Williams a cow?
I'm saying this full-figured and the large rear end and all of this is the result of some kind of, I don't know what. I think there is a backlash against those of us who stay fit. I think a lot of fat women, large women, women with the big rear ends, they're just angry that they can't be thin, and now they are trying to push their lifestyle on all of us. I think it's really troubling, Phil.
And well, who would you have in mind? Are you talking about, what is it, Jennifer Lopez? She apparently is the full-figured lady of the moment.
No, I'm talking about this Cameron Manheim.
And who's that?
Cameron Manheim. She's on if you don't know, she's on a TV show called The Practice on ABC. She's all the rage, and she has had the absolute gall and the absolute unmitigated gall and temerity to write a book called Wake Up America, I'm Fat.
Who is this?
Cameron Manheim. I call her the Manheim Steamroller. She is huge. I don't think there's anything to be proud of. I think that she is...
Well, wait. So she's written a book called Wake Up America, I'm Fat. And it sounds to me like she is one of many who are saying, you know what, a lot of women are celebrating...
Don't call it celebrating, Phil. When you are a cow and you've got a rear end the size of six axe handles, don't call that celebrating. And
well, why be mean-spirited about it, right?
I'm not being mean-spirited, dear. I'm talking about... There are millions of women like myself, millions of women like Calista Flockhart, millions of women like Courtney Cox. We work hard at staying in shape. And to have these cows try to steal our thunder, and thunder's the right word, because when they enter a room, you know, Phil...
All right, all of your whimsy aside.
Well, I'm trying to make a point. They have no right to tell young girls that it is okay. Do you understand what's going on right now?
You're being very vociferous about this.
Because I've spent my life staying in shape, Phil. And do you realize that it is now these women telling young girls, and I don't think they have any right at all to tell a young girl that it's all right to be a cow.
Do you think Jennifer Lopez is a cow?
Oh, God, Phil.
Do you really think... I mean, there's a lot of guys that find her attractive.
I don't think any real man... I don't know what you're talking about. The tradition has always been thin to win. The tradition has always been svelte, sleek, long gowns, beautiful Halston originals, a beautiful, sleek, almost boyish figure. That's always been the the standard. What are you talking about? What do you mean men like Jennifer Lopez?
Well, a lot of guys do. A lot of guys find her...
She's got a rump on her, darling. Look, either you're with us or you're against us. I find it very disquieting, Phil, that a lot of young girls are being told the lie. The lie that this... this ringleader, Cameron Manheim, Wake Up America, I'm Fat, when the woman ought to be put to sleep.
And well, let me give the phone number out here. We're talking to Margaret Gray. She's a writer, a syndicated columnist, about the latest news. You heard about the about this model who was talking about the pressures of being thin, and I was reading that Miss America, actually the contestants are getting thinner after topping out at a very heavy, I guess they were heavy around the time that Vanessa Williams was won, right?
Well, look, Phil, I don't care how good an actress she is, and I don't care how, we're not about to talk, you know, we're not talking about Cameron Manheim's acting in some dumb old movie. We're talking about her figure. And you don't want her to be an oaf. God, did you see the dress that she was wearing at the Golden Globes?
That Cameron Manheim was wearing?
Yes.
No, I didn't.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. She was wearing a dress, Helga the Sea Witch. It was this skin-tight, sausage-wrapping, gold...
What? Why are you so upset about full-figured women?
You know what it is, Phil?
Do you see this?
Yes, I do see it about myself. I am upset. It's that we have spent generations trying to get women to understand their inherent aesthetic beauty as slender women, staying fit and staying slender. Do you remember a young girl by the name of Audrey Hepburn?
I remember, yeah, yes, I remember her.
Do you remember how lovely she was? Audrey Hepburn was like a flower, a slender, lithe, winsome flower. She was a beautiful young girl. And now the cow. Now comes the cow. How did this happen? I think it's...
All right, well, how did it happen? I think it's probably because men are getting tired, and, you know, men probably drive a lot of the fashion, don't you think?
No, I don't.
Who does?
I think the women themselves do.
You don't think that a guy saying, well, I like a full-figured woman is driving fashion?
Never. It has never driven fashion. Women drive fashion by their own self-image. And all of a sudden... These so-called full-figured women are muscling all of the women who've got good sense, good fashion sense, out of the picture. The cow is with us. And with the cow dies the Audrey Hepburn, dies the Calista Flockhart, dies the lithe, winsome, and yes, perhaps boyish, but nonetheless, very attractive figure.
Let me ask you something. Do you think a woman who's got a body like a boy, is that sexy?
Why are you asking a question like that?
Why can't I?
No man has ever asked a question like that before. Why are you asking that?
Why is that unusual?
It's unusual because no man has ever said, does a woman with a small ass look sexy? Are you actually asking that?
Yes, I'm asking you. Does a woman with a small ass, is she supposed to look sexy?
Oh, my God.
Well, Margaret...
Oh, my God.
Well, why can't I ask a question? All right, let me take a phone call. You think about it, okay?
Oh, my God.
Okay, I asked the wrong question. Here is Miami on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes. What is wrong with full-figured women?
Oh, please. We've spent our generations trying to teach our young girls to be as slender and as feminine as possible. Now, all of a sudden, the new model is this wide-assed camera.
Well, men like that. Men like big butts.
Oh, I don't think
so
it has
anything. So what's wrong with that?
I
have a big butt, and my husband loves it. So what's the problem with that?
So you fooled
men
yourself into thinking.
Men don't like flat butts. So what's wrong with that?
Men like a small,
maybe you're just
trim
jealous because you don't have anything.
You know
and
something,
you see
darling?
Women with
no,
something.
Darling, I have a very trim rear end.
Well, men, well, you'll be amazed that a lot of men don't like big butts.
My husband loves my trim
porch,
thank you.
Your husband might like it. Well, keep it to yourself.
Putting down
big women is wrong.
I'm not putting down big women. What I am putting down is what I think is the wrong attitude that these big asses are all of a sudden parading across television screens. What's that about?
Well?
Are you parading it around?
No.
Well, then, why are the Jennifer Lopez's, this you know who Cameron Manheim is?
No. I know who Jennifer Lopez is.
She's a big, fat woman.
Who, Jennifer Lopez?
Yes.
No, she's not.
She's huge.
No, she's not.
No, she isn't.
Oh, come on,
please,
Phil.
No.
I'm a woman.
She is in good
I'm
shape. There's nothing wrong with Jennifer Lopez.
I'm surprised.
Maybe
as a
you're
woman.
Jealous of Jennifer Lopez.
Jealous of what, darling? That I haven't got an 8-axe-handled wide ass? I don't understand what you're saying.
Maybe you're jealous of Jennifer Lopez.
I'm not jealous of a huge, enormous woman.
She is not huge.
And when Cameron Manheim docked herself at the Grammys. And
when she did what?
When she docked.
When she docked?
She didn't walk in. She docked.
I don't...
Ma'am, you sound like you have a lot of beef.
No, I don't have a lot of beef. I'm simply saying, what happened to the lithe, winsome woman?
The lithe, winsome woman?
Yes, what happened to that?
Well,
slender?
Like they say, it's...
Delicate?
Are you delicate? It's the 20th century, so things change.
Well, I want to ask you something, darling. You say you have a big rear end.
Yes, I do.
Are you delicate?
Excuse me?
Are you delicate? Are you soft and flower-like?
Yes.
For your man?
Yes.
How can you be delicate when people have to watch their step around you?
Excuse me?
You know what I'm saying. How can you be delicate when you are when you don't want to bump into things?
When I don't want to bump in? No, I'm not way out there, ma'am. I have a nice shape, but I do have a big weird
So
end.
You're not knocking things off of shelves?
No, I'm not.
All right, that's all I'm
no,
asking.
No, I'm not.
That's all I'm asking.
All right, ma'am, thank you for your call tonight. So what are you talking about? Large women are... endangering furniture, or?
I think there are a lot of considerations there, yes. There's a lot of beautiful, the homes that I'm in, Phil, beautiful furniture, beautiful figurines, and then someone like a Jennifer Lopez walks in, turns to get a glass of champagne, and knocks maybe $5,000 worth of figurines with that ass. To my way of thinking, that's a danger, yes.
Well, you know what? There are a lot of things wrong in this world. I don't know that a woman with a big rear end knocking down expensive furniture is one of the things we got to get too nuts about. We'll be right back. Margaret Gray on the line with us. She's talking about the what's happened to thin to win. Why are we seeing all these so-called full-figured women? She is bemoaning it. She thinks that it will come to no good end trying to put on the weight and have a full figure. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Phil, the other thing, though, that I was saying to you is a real danger in that when women wrap themselves in a blanket of fat...
Right. Hold on for a minute. I'm just telling people, Margaret Gray on the line with us, she's talking about the full-figured woman, large women. What did they say about Miss America pageant?
That these women, these contestants, are bigger than ever. They're bigger, not better than ever. God, are they large. Women are getting larger, the rear end is getting larger. I'm going to tell you something that's very true. When women start to wrap themselves in a blanket of fat, it means one thing.
What?
It means they are pushing men away. And when you push the men away, they stop being attracted. And when they stop being attracted, we stop having cohabitation and sexual relations. And the civilization, Phil, very, very gradually begins to erode.
So you're saying that the full-figured, the fat woman, the large rear end, whatever you want to call it, is the advent to a deteriorating society.
Absolutely, because it's also the advent to a deterioration in the appreciation of beauty. Let's take a lesson from Clarissa Flockhart, Gwyneth Paltrow, Courtney Cox, Liberty Ross. These are women who are desperately trying to shine a hopeful light for American women. Come home, America. Come home, American women, to thin. That's where we belong. That's where we've always lived.
All right, let me get to another call here. Fullerton on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
You know, I am outraged. I think this woman is absolutely insane. I just have one thing to say. Beauty comes in all shapes, sizes, and colors. And if Calista Flockhart is the example for what the most beautiful American woman is, then let her go to...
I didn't say she was the most beautiful woman, did I?
Well, you're talking about how her body type is ideal and how she's
Yes, her body type is ideal, yes.
Well, if that's the ideal,
do you have a tough time getting it down there? Do you have a tough time getting it down?
You know, I have a good body, and I...
No, but you battle that, don't you? You try to get the weight down?
I'm just the right size for my frame and for my age.
A lot of women say that. I think that's the lie that we tell ourselves.
What I want to tell you is, if Calista Flockhart's body is the example, if she's setting the example, then why don't you just go to a medical school classroom and put a Miss America crown on a skeleton?
Because you see what I'm saying? Do you see the exaggeration, Phil? Do you see the exaggeration?
Well, don't you think you're exaggerating the other direction? I mean...
She's not a skeleton, darling. And you know what? No, she is not. If she was a skeleton, if she was that unhealthy, she wouldn't be working a television show 5 days a week from 5 o'clock in the morning all the way till 8 o'clock at night. I dare say you...
I
don't think that you could keep up that schedule.
Alec McBeal is a funny show, and I think that's why it's so successful. But
right.
I want you to understand that all the people that are on TV, TV adds 10 pounds to you.
Do you have a hard time putting your finger down your throat?
You know what?
You do, don't you?
I am not bulimic. I am not anorexic.
Well, maybe you ought to start. Because
no,
if you have that,
thick.
If you luxuriate and celebrate your fat as much as you do.
Excuse me. I am 117 pounds. I am not fat.
Well, why are you celebrating all
really,
of this weight that you carry?
I'm a really good size. I eat right. I work hard. I work out. I think if you're advocating anorexia,
no, I'm not advocating anorexia, but I'll tell you what, I am advocating a little more bulimia and a little less eating for the Cameron Manheims and the Jennifer Lopez's.
You're advocating that Jennifer Lopez put her finger down her throat a little bit more often.
Yes. How tall are you, dear?
Well, I am putting
5'1",
5'2". I'm gagging listening to the way that you're talking about how the examples for beauty should be set.
Do you remember when women were thin? Do you remember when the American woman came home to thin? And now we live in the land of fat, don't we?
Well,
we live out there in the land
really
of the big ass.
It's really unrealistic when TV puts 10 pounds on you, and then when people airbrush magazine ads, they're creating an unrealistic.
Well, I guess you shouldn't get on television. Well, then I guess that you should decline a career in television.
Okay. I am not even talking about that's not even
all right.
the point.
All right, I thank you for your call, ma'am. Here is San Diego on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi, Phil.
Yes.
I think this caller is ridiculous.
Why? Because all of a sudden
that's
that thin...
That's the problem with our
oh my
society,
God.
Is that
you know,
attitude.
We used to celebrate being thin. Now we can't.
Well, and where has it gotten us? It's gotten us osteoporosis.
What are you talking
anorexia,
about?
Anorexia, bulimia, young children with eating disorders.
Not every thin woman has anorexia. And I'll tell you, I'll say the same
no,
thing you
saying
said.
Every, did I say every thin woman has anorexia?
Well, you're making that statement pretty much, yes. You're saying
well,
because
you're
we're thin...
Well, you're making the statement that anybody that has a big ass, as you put it, is a cow.
Are you saying that Jennifer Lopez couldn't use a little anorexia right about now?
No, I think she looks good.
Oh, my God. With that big rear end, big ass, knocking furniture over.
Yeah, forget the rear end. What about her talent? Doesn't that say anything?
Darling, this is an example of a member of Weight Watchers. You're programmed, aren't you?
Pardon me?
Are you Weight Watchers?
No, and I eat whatever I want, when I want, and I have no weight problem.
All right, let's ask the big question. How tall?
5'6".
How fat?
120.
You know something, I guess you can lie when you're on a telephone.
Well, why would you assume that people are lying, okay?
Because
I'm 38, I've had a baby, I'm not lying.
You're 5'6", 120. That's a little heavy.
Well, by your standards, by mine, they're fine.
Well, I would just suggest that's fine, darling. I'm not saying that you're bad looking. I'm saying
there was a long time.
Excuses don't cut. But you know something? I'll tell you this much: excuses don't cut it in the bedroom. So you can lie to me if you want to, but your husband's the one.
Well, who wants to hold on to some skinny little boy?
Well, why don't you ask your husband?
With no hips.
You can lie to me, but when your husband's wrapped in that fat, ask him how good it feels. All right.
All right. Thank you.
Most of the men I know aren't attracted to waist.
Most of the men.
All right. Thank you. 1-800-449. Did you hear that last lady said, though, about boys and about...
What is wrong with a nice, trim, boyish figure? What is wrong with a nice, slender... Are you telling me you want to see the big, wide ass?
I'm saying that a woman walking down the street with the rear end of a 12-year-old boy ain't what I call good-looking, okay?
And how would you know what a 12-year-old boy's rear end looks like?
Okay, Phil Hendry Show. We'll be right back. Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. Can't believe that, man. It's like a porno movie, and they put the most comic music to it. So in other words, don't be distracted by the music. You're watching the action, whatever it such as it is. And so they put some clown at a calliope. I always imagine these two people getting on in bed, and there's a guy in full wig, fright wig, with a big clown nose playing a calliope. What movie was that from? Seika's Fantasies. That, and it sounds like you're in the middle of the Ringling Brothers, Barnum and Bailey main event, waiting for the elephants to come out, if you'll pardon the expression. That's what it's like on the set, to be a freaking circus. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry, Margaret Gray on the line with us here, talking about thin to win. Women who are no longer thin, our society is turning away from thin and going to full-figured. And
well, Phil, we're going to fat. And you know something? I just want to say one thing. I know that a lot of women are taking exception to the things I'm saying. I'm trying to get everybody, all the women, to look in the mirror and ask themselves, what can they do to get thinner? What can they do to get more into shape? What can we do to return ourselves to the ideal that was the lithe, winsome, and supple, yet slender female figure? And not this Cameron Mannheim nightmare that we have ourselves rolling in.
All right, 1-800-449-8686, Upland on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, ma'am, hello.
You know, I can't even get over you calling Cameron Mannheim a cow. She's incredible.
You know something? I didn't say she wasn't talented, did I?
No, I didn't even refer to that.
All right.
That's beside the point. I know Cameron Mannheim has talent.
You know something? In your life, I'll bet you've seen a fat woman and called her a cow yourself. In your life.
In my life, I probably have.
There you go, darling.
I'm not on the radio sitting there putting down half the women in America. You sit there and you're
half?
Talking about, well, no, no,
are
wait.
You sure about your statistics? Half. It's half, is it?
Okay. You're pointing out Calista Flockhart and Courtney Cox. Courtney Cox is a nightmare. I love Courtney Cox. She's got talent. But you know what? She's disgustingly thin.
And, oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Do you know the men, and I don't want to be crude, Phil, but there are millions of American men, and I don't know what you'll allow me to say.
I don't know what you're going to say.
There are millions of American men who go to sleep at night masturbating to Courtney Cox. All right?
Oh, God.
Did you
oh
hear what
God.
I...
Oh, come on, will you?
Oh, God, no.
Well, am
you
I lying or am I
you
not?
There are...
Well, I'll tell you what. My wife's been gone a week, and she wasn't an image that came to mind.
Uh-huh. Oh, listen to you.
Never mind about me.
Am I still here?
Yeah, you're right there, ma'am.
Okay. I've been battling weight my whole life. I went for about 2 years being about 100 pounds. Disgustingly thin. And not
what do you mean disgustingly thin? I bet you had a gorgeous, boyish little figure on you. You think that's funny, huh?
I do actually think it's funny.
Why?
I wasn't healthy. No. I spent...
How much do you weigh now, ma'am?
I weigh probably about 190, and I'm 5'4".
Oh,
and
good
you know
Lord. You're going back and... What is that all about, going back and forth
well,
like that?
Well, I don't
that?
Go back and forth anymore. I've kind of peaked out here, and I...
You're 190? Are you comfortable?
190.
I am
at one time you were 100 pounds, you were
right.
Probably gorgeous... And now you're just muscling your
but
way
see,
through
I
life,
spent
aren't you?
I spent my teenage years worrying that I was going to be too fat and that my dad would disapprove of me, first and foremost. And
how could your father disapprove of you when you're a gorgeous 90 pounds?
Jesus.
You know what? My dad still loves me, regardless.
At 190 pounds?
Yeah.
You're being serious?
Yes.
Why wouldn't he love her?
Why wouldn't my dad not love me? You know?
You're telling me you're at 190 pounds,
uh-huh.
And your father still finds that acceptable.
Yeah, he didn't
I don't
say
know
a word about it.
What kind of a father is he? You know,
what kind
no,
of
see,
no, what kind of father would he have been approving of me only at 100 pounds?
So at 190 pounds, you go into people's homes. You don't care what you're knocking off of shelves. You don't care who you're.
Shelves?
Does your boyfriend or your husband sleep with you, or is there?
There's no problem there. None at all.
Phil and the caller, we have entered the long, dark night of the full figure. American women have entered the long, dark night and fog. Do you remember Night and Fog, the Nazi documentary?
Oh,
yes.
My God!
We have entered the night and fog of the full figure.
Oh.
Someone needs to throw
you're,
a little sunlight on this.
You're insane. You are just
no, I'm not.
Totally
no,
insane.
I believe in health.
No, you know what? You believe in advocating to the young girls what they've been talking about for years. You need to be
Listen
thin.
Listen to you.
You need to be thin to be beautiful. No, you
isn't
don't.
Isn't it easy for you to be talking from the full cushion of your 190-pound ass
but
all
you know
about what
I women don't have a problem with it.
Well, you
I'm
may not.
I'm comfortable where I'm at right now.
You may not, but I do.
Oh.
I have a problem
And that's
with
why
it.
You're my best friend.
I've got a problem with you being fat.
I have a
well,
problem
who cares?
With you being Oh, my God.
Who
you
cares?
You are the biggest bigot I have ever heard
oh,
I,
oh,
in
now
my
I'm
life.
A bigot.
Yes,
now
you
I
are.
Am a bigot. You can do something about your fat. A black person can't...
Oh, my
can't
God. And you can... You know what? Oh.
I've got a big problem with your big ass taking away from the beautiful, boyish figures of the
no.
young girls.
You know what? Can I ask you a question? Are
yes.
you married?
Yes, I am.
To 30, a man?
30, aren't you funny?
Uh-huh. Well, you know what? I had
30
to ask.
Years. 30 years to my husband,
I'm
Frank.
So proud of you.
I'll tell you right now, Frank likes me this way.
And you know what? I've never, you know what? I don't want to be with a man if he's not happy with who I am.
Well, Frank's happy with who I am,
okay.
and I'm slender,
well,
trim, and pert.
I'm a little overweight, and
well,
I've never
had let's talk.
With men.
Let's talk about your body, Margaret.
I've got no problem with that. I'm 115 pounds. I'm 5'6". I have very pert and supple breasts. I had work done.
I see you had work done.
Yes, I have implants. I'm not ashamed of that. I have a very trim... And very, I would say, muscular ass. Very trim.
Boy, am I sorry I asked.
Excuse me. What is that supposed to mean?
I don't know. For all of a sudden, I'm sorry that I asked.
Aren't you disgusting?
No,
I'm disgusting.
Ma'am, you are disgusting.
I've got a big problem with your 190-pound rear end.
Well, you know what? You don't... I don't really care if you have a problem with my...
All right, and I don't think that you should. Thank you for your call this evening. We'll go over to St. Petersburg on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Yes, hello.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm just a little worried about this woman's attitude.
Is this another caller?
This is another caller in St. Petersburg.
Yes.
If there are teenagers out there listening, I am 5'7", 120 pounds. I've been thin my whole life, but I
feel like you must love it. You must love it.
But wait a minute. I want my husband to love me for who I am inside, not for what I look like.
Well, then go ahead and put on 50 pounds, darling, and while you're waving goodbye to him for
but
the last time...
Wait, were you abused as a child or something?
Abused because I stay pert?
No, you abused because you really feel like that if you don't look good on the outside, you're lost, you're nothing.
No, I didn't say that. I'm saying that American
you
women...
You are
to,
saying that.
Darling, I'm saying that American women used to celebrate thin to win. Remember thin to
but
win?
But you're saying if you're fat, your own father won't like you.
I didn't say that about my father. You said you've been thin your whole life. Your husband likes you, but it doesn't matter what weight you would be.
She thinks I'm too thin.
Well, then why don't you pack on another 50 pounds, and as he's loading...
Because I'm me. This
and
is
as
who
he's
I
putting
am.
His luggage into his car...
There's anorexia and bulimia out there. I know a little girl who almost died from it.
I understand
that. You are advocating
that.
Stick and bones. Clista Rockhart...
There
Flockhart?
Are some things that are worth dying for.
No, you're crazy.
There
That's
are some
not normal.
Wait a second. What do you mean, some things that are worth dying for?
Are you telling me there are not things that are worth dying for?
Being skinny isn't one of them.
Men love women all shapes and sizes, and I think that your vision of this is distorted.
Callista Flockhart is not anorexic. Now, you're
she's
giving
disgusting.
Her... I happen to know she's probably listening right now. Callista, darling, you look wonderful. And
well,
I don't
I
think
want to hurt her
she's
feelings,
got a nice, slender...
Come
she's
on.
Not too thin. You look very nice, darling. In fact, Callista, darling, you're looking a little heavy. And
don't do that to her.
She's
probably
weird.
Got a...
No, I'm saying that Callista's looking a little heavy. She's looking a little meaty around her ass. And
don't do that, because if she's got any kind of a problem, she's going to start sticking her finger down her throat.
Do you understand how dangerous bulimia anorexia is and how prevalent it is in the United States?
It may be prevalent, because there's a lot of women who care about how they look.
Okay, so let's die so the men will like our ass.
What's
I don't
wrong
think
with putting
so.
Our finger down our throat if it's going to make a man love me? Between you and me, our middle fingers are a godsend on Thanksgiving.
What?
You know it. I know it. Callista knows it.
What are you talking
about? Your middle fingers are what?
On Thanksgiving, do you have turkey and gravy and mashed potatoes?
Yes.
And you don't put your finger down your throat after that? Oh, my God.
Okay,
are you telling me you let that digest in your
system? But you don't understand.
Oh,
you
my
don't understand
God.
That bulimia is an illness, and you don't understand that you have an illness.
Are you, Margaret, do you have to understand?
Wait a minute. I want to get this straight. Phil, when you eat at Thanksgiving.
Yes, I eat it.
And you let it digest.
Well, what am I supposed to do?
You don't put your finger... Oh, listen, she thinks that's funny.
You're I know, it's sad.
Sad that you don't put your finger down your throat.
No, I don't put my freaking finger down my throat. It's the last thing I think of on Thanksgiving.
Oh, my God.
God gave us this wonderful food to eat. We're going to go puke? I don't think so.
I mean, even though your ass looks like about 150 pounds of chewed bubble gum.
Mine?
Yes.
I'm thin. I've always been thin.
So
and I've had
you
four
say.
Kids.
Ma'am, I'm not going to put you through this.
So you say.
No, you sound like you're fat.
I think it's sad for America that you don't use your finger.
Well, you know what?
Oh,
you're
boy.
Weird.
Thank you for your call. Gainesville on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello?
Yes, you're a dietitian, ma'am?
Yes, I'm a registered dietitian. I'd really like to know your
guess. Will you put some information to these women, dear? They're just crazy.
I just want to ask you one quick question. Are you a medical doctor or a registered dietitian yourself?
No, but I've been to a lot of fashion shows.
Okay.
What?
Anorexia and bulimia are psychological disorders, and it's not very responsible of you to be promoting that way to be thinner.
I'm not saying bulimia. I'm just talking about a little what we call a pukey-do when you've eaten too much.
Okay.
Pukey-do.
The best way
yes.
to do that is to be healthy, to try to eat less
try
fat.
Try eating some
eat
fruit
less,
and vegetables,
more,
yeah.
And to exercise. We need to promote people who are healthy, not people who are going to have psychological disorders.
Darling, I'm not talking about every day. I'm talking about once a month talking to Ralph.
There's no such thing as once a month that being a healthy activity. It is not a healthy thing to do, and it's very irresponsible for you to
be
promoting.
You know all of that nonsense that you're saying? That's an excuse that fat women use to make themselves feel better.
No, there's nothing wrong.
Oh, bulimia is terrible. Oh, anorexia. Oh.
Yes, it is terrible. It is a psychological disorder, and if you had some sort of education, you would know that.
So, in other words, a man says, well, you know, honey, I heard that bulimia is terrible, so
It is not about keeping a man. It is not anything about a man.
Absolutely. This is about health.
For the sake of being healthy, for the sake of living long and being a healthy person.
What would you rather see as a dietitian?
To exercise and stay within your goal weight.
Let me ask you, what would you see as a dietitian? Would you rather see a woman having bulimia, or would you rather see her say, pass more chicken fat, Ed? Because
I would honestly much rather have someone who was very overweight
yeah.
than someone who is anorexic and bulimic, because those people are not only going to have problems in the immediate here and now.
Right,
they could end
right.
up in the hospital and they could
Phil,
end up dead.
There you go. There you go. In one hand, we're supposed to be skinny. In the other hand, we're
no,
supposed
we're
to be
we're
fat.
No, we're supposed to be healthy.
All right. That's the bottom line.
Depends
health.
Depends on that person. Depends on that person's medical condition, their height and their weight. Yes, I do feel that the American public needs to be thinner in general because they tend to be overweight.
Good God, what is she doing? What are you doing?
I'm sorry, I just had a snack this afternoon. And
oh, come on!
I don't let that go to my ass, okay?
Ma'am, you are the one that needs help.
Mike, get on the phone and tell her to stop that.
You obviously have problems.
It was a cheese sandwich. I don't.
Thank you for your call.
Okay, thank you.
It's the Phil Henry Show.
God, do I look good.
1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. The Phil Henry Show at 1-800-449-8686. How can Sixth Sense not get the original screenplay Oscar? I'm going to ask this question of my compatriots. Come on. Come on. Be a man. Be a man. I saw American Beauty. Yeah. Interesting film. It's a great movie. I mean, I'm a big American Beauty fan. Huge. I don't know why Chris Cooper didn't get a supporting actor nod. Anybody want to explain that one to me? How was it that Chris Cooper didn't get a supporting actor nod out of that movie is, like, unbelievable because he was so phenomenal in that. Everybody was great in that. And it was an interesting story. Quirky, weird, out there. Yeah, okay. But I think it's tougher to write a screenplay like Sixth Sense. I think that must have been a much tougher screenplay to write because that thing, everybody talks about. You remember how everyone was talking about The Crying Game? Oh, it's really a guy. And, you know, what's that other flick that ended weird that nobody wanted to talk about? Like a weird ending movie. I forget. Anyway, I think it's just tougher to write that kind of a flick. Silence of the Lambs had a weird-ass ending? Nah, but anyway, the whole thing with Sixth Sense, that movie was so, so beautifully written. I mean, you didn't know, man. I mean, you just didn't know where that thing was going to wind up, you know? Or like Usual Suspects. Everybody's like having a real big pay. You know, everyone's like getting a major, pup tent on that one. But the fact is that Sixth Sense to me was a much more beautifully paced, much more surprising, just much more interesting story. Because if there's something about it that was, it was creepy, yet it was romantic, yet it was sensitive, yet it was amusing, yet it had all that stuff. How can that not get the Academy Award for Best Screenplay is my question. How can it not get it? Because no one gives a crap what you think, Henry. You're a big, fat ass, big mouth on the radio, and they're going to vote for American Beauty whether you like it or not. So why don't you shut up and move on to another topic, Mr. Henry? Thanks very much. That's how it can't win. Because nobody sees life the way you do, Phil. Because you're the oddball that thought Clockwork Orange should have won over French Connection all those years ago. You're the guy that thought Exorcist should have won over The Sting all those years ago. And you were the guy that was running around touting movies like Fearless that nobody went to see. That's who you are, Phil. That's your life. You're the guy that's touting Chris Cooper for Best Supporting Actor nomination. Do you honestly believe that a great actor like a Chris Cooper, who went in and informed that role with such reality that was a major part of the second half of that movie, do you honestly think they're going to give that guy a supporting actor nomination? Because you say so. He was brilliant, wasn't he? Best line of the whole movie. How you doing, Dad? This country's going straight to hell. That was... And that whole thing with him standing at the garage as the garage door's opening up, and you don't know whether he's got a gun, you don't know what's going on. And then, the final encounter with Kevin Spacey, not the final encounter with Kevin Spacey, but that garage thing with Kevin, oh, God, it was great! You talk about exposing homophobia for what it really is. You got to go see. If you're if you don't dig queers, you're like really, you got a big problem with gays, don't go see American Beauty because you're going to be looking at yourself in the character that Chris Cooper played. I just don't like fag. You know, you got a whole thing with that, you know, pal. You know how the world has got, and especially this country, we're less and less tolerant of people like you. We just don't want to hear it. Don't go to see American Beauty because you, in all of your glory, is sent up brilliantly in that film. However, having said everything that I've said, Sixth Sense, baby, best original screenplay, in my opinion. I don't know. Now, what do you think? The Cider House Rules is going to win? Of course it's going to win. Why? It's got Michael Caine in it. It's about some New England bullcrap. It's the John Irving BS. Who knows? It's going to win. If Green Mile was a better movie, that would win, because it's got Tom Hanks, it's got all that, wow, The Shining, you know, with the black, benevolent black guy who's helping all the white people, you know, he's curing them from dysentery, whatever the hell he's doing. That's a sure winner in any other year. You put a benevolent black guy, the only thing he didn't do was tap dance with a white kid. He should have got Haley Osment in that Green Mile, had that black guy come out of his cell and do a little soft shoe on his way to the gas chamber or something. That thing is a winner. But ain't going to get nothing. So what we got this year is probably Cider House Rules going to win. What do you bet? I got money that says that wins. You want to know why? It's the typical kind of mainstream pappy flick that the Academy, whatever you call it, likes. The Motion Picture Academy Sciences Art House thing. I don't know what the hell they call themselves, but that's the one. I've never seen the movie. I'm just making assumptions, broad generalizations based upon complete ignorance. I'm Phil Hendry.